Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the PWK Podcast. It's your boy, Devin, here, alongside Mr. Michael Jackson himself. Mike, how you doing?
It's Mike Jack.
Mike Jack, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Yo. And today's just gonna be me and Mike Jack. Everybody else is MIA today. No Kayla, no Mario, no Mike Wills. But shout out to all of them anyway.
Yep.
We got a great show planned for you guys today. Very entertaining show.
We do.
We even got a guest on the show today. It's been a minute since we had a guest, right?
Yep, been a good little while.
Yeah, so we got a guest on the show today, and we're gonna talk about some stuff. But before we get into all of that, Michael Jackson, how are you truly?
Devin, I'm not so good right now, you know?
Why not?
You went to wrestling without me.
You
went to wrestling without me, and I'm kind of, I feel some type of way about it, you know?
I involuntarily, you know, not on purpose, went to wrestling yesterday,
you
WWE.
Could have called.
And it was such a last minute, and plus,
you could have called.
But the thing is, you ain't had no ticket yet.
I could have bought a ticket.
So you wouldn't be able to sit with us or nothing.
It doesn't matter. It's the environment.
But the thing is, if you're a wrestling fan, you were supposed to be going anyway because you knew about it.
Didn't want
to
go by myself, damn it.
No, you're a fan. You.
I didn't want to go by myself.
It was just in Monroe.
I know.
At the same time.
I know. But you went without me.
Yeah. It was cool.
You know, I know it was.
I got bored at times, but yeah, it was cool.
I know it's not your cup of tea. I know.
Yeah, not no more. You know, yeah. But I saw two people I recognized, and everybody else I didn't recognize. So I recognized Ronda Rousey and Bobby Lashley.
And you thought Raquel was?
Oh yeah, Raquel Rodriguez. That woman, she's something special now. She's something special now.
You know? She a monster.
And Liv, that's her name, Liv.
Liv Morgan.
She alright. She alright.
She just alright.
She's so small. So she a wrestler. She just small.
What you thought of Oscar?
I ain't really like her. I ain't care for her that much, really.
Why not?
I just didn't. The face paint and all that. I ain't like her outfit either.
Was Bayley there?
No, I don't know who that is. But I don't.
You
remember.
Don't know who Bayley is?
No, I don't remember.
Why won't you watch wrestling? Bayley. Why?
I don't want to. No,
you
more.
Should.
I watched it when I was younger.
You should watch wrestling. It's really good.
Yeah, man. No.
You should.
I'm not going to watch.
Because what if me, you, and Mario in Texas, and we want to go to wrestling, and we say, Devin, let's go to wrestling.
I would go with y'all.
But you have to have a shirt and all the attire. We got to get you a belt.
Yeah, you know, people have money in the banks and, shirts and stuff.
Here comes
and
the money.
And all of
here so, comes the money.
It was cool, though. I mean, would I go again on my own? No.
Why you say it like that? Why you say no like that? Like it's so lame to go to wrestling.
No, it's not.
Okay, then don't say it like that. Don't say no.
I mean, it might be slightly corny, but hey, I mean, who am I?
Slightly corny?
Slightly.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it was cool seeing the people. I'll put it that way. It was cool seeing the people. You had the two guys who wear not even half of a shirt, but you know.
Oh, the Pretty Deadly.
That's their name?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were out.
How you go through the whole show and you don't know that many people's names?
I mean, I guess I was just learning.
They said their names over the...
They did, but I don't just remember. I ain't trying to remember all them people.
Oh, it's not hard.
No, it's not. But I ain't tried to either at the same time.
Yeah.
But overall, cool experience, you know.
Did you know Ariana Grande loves wrestling?
I didn't know that.
She does.
If she does... Hats off to her.
So what's going to happen when she's like, oh my God, Devin, don't you want to go to wrestling with me?
I'll go with her.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, I'll go with y'all.
No, you won't. I don't believe that.
I would go with you and Mario if y'all wanted to go to wrestling.
And you'll wear a shirt.
Yeah, I'll wear a shirt.
And you'll get a belt.
I'll get a Raquel Rodriguez shirt.
She don't have any shirts.
Everybody got a shirt.
Not her.
She probably got one online somewhere.
Nope.
She
don't. We'll get you a New Day shirt.
I wear a Sheamus shirt. Yeah.
Sheamus?
Yeah.
Why Sheamus?
I don't know. That nigga just looked weird to me. It was white ass.
Nobody wants to wear a Sheamus shirt. Sheamus don't want to wear a Sheamus shirt. Out of all the wrestlers, you pick Sheamus?
Sheamus.
Wait, say it again.
Huh?
Say it again.
Sheamus.
Shanks. But no, bro. Actually, I'm really good. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Had a pretty good week. Got some announcements to make down the line about the future of the podcast, but
okay.
That's gonna come at a later time, at a different time.
Cool. Well,
but it's something that you want to talk about.
Yeah, it was something I aspired to talk about today. You know,
don't bore us.
I'll try not too much anyway. For some people, it might be boring, but for others, it might be interesting. You will learn something, because a lot of people, you know, might not know as much as they think they know about what I'm about to talk about. Right. But a lot of people have seen it and all of it. So, you know, and before we get any further with this, you know, I just want to get your opinion on it, you know. So, you know, recently in the news, you know, they had the Titan submarine thingy or whatever. They went down to see the Titanic and didn't come back, you know. So, you know, throughout the week, it was a lot of jokes. A lot of jokes and memes and stuff.
Yeah, I saw you had posted something on Twitter.
Yeah, I did. Some of the jokes was funny. You can't help but laugh at some of them, you know. However, you know, some people did lose their lives in this event or whatever. So what's your opinion, your take on the whole situation with it?
This is what happens when you're rich and don't know what else to do with your damn money.
Okay.
Who the hell wants to go down there and see a fucked up ship?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Continue on.
Who want to go see a fucked up ship? A ship that's been down there for how long, Devin? Because I know you're the expert on this.
111 years.
111 damn years. And you want to spend all this goddamn money to go see a fucking ship.
I think they paid $200,000 per person. Somewhere between $200,000 and $250,000 per person.
I can't even get words out right now.
Yeah.
That's a lot of goddamn money.
That's a lot of money.
Do you know what I could do with that?
A lot.
Student loans paid.
Nah, that's gone.
New car paid.
Yeah.
House. I can put a down payment on it and pay on it for a couple of years.
All right, sure. You can pretty much buy a house pretty much.
No, not the house that I want.
Oh, okay.
The house that I want, no.
You can get a good down payment on it then.
Great down payment. Yeah. And you spend all this goddamn money. One of the guys on there was a billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was. Don't know what to do with your money.
So I'm not sure of everybody's name, but I know one of them was the CEO.
Yeah.
Of Ocean Gate, which is the company that allowed people, you know, that took people on the expedition.
Yeah, and it was a janky ass submarine.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know.
They was using a video game controller to steer it.
Yeah. They compromised a lot of parts, you know, I guess saving money or whatever, but.
$200,000 and you're compromising parts?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm cursing, so I get mad. When I get mad, I curse. But that's all I'm saying, bro. Like, $200,000 and you're compromising fucking parts on a fucking submarine that my life is on?
Yeah.
The fuck? And then they dumbasses didn't think, well, is this safe?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they were told that it was safe, though.
No, come on, Devin. Now, come on.
They were told that it was safe.
Devin, sure I know you've been in a friend's car, and you've asked, okay, my G, this ain't going to fuck us up, is it? Because this is like a death trap. This looks like this is going to fuck us up. Exactly. Man. So, no, I just think that this is a great example, or this just shows you what happens with people when they don't know what to do. When they don't have nothing else to do.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And I'm glad he's saying all this, because I'm going to explain to you people. I'm going to explain to you guys why. The reason why they were down there, you know. Because I understand. You know, we're talking about the most famous shipwreck ever, right? You know, it's been down there 111 years. Yeah.
I just want to say it's only famous because we've made it famous.
Yeah. In the movie. Because the movie played a role.
Because I'm pretty sure there's plenty of other ships that sunk and you didn't never heard about
it. And I'm going to mention that too. All right, man. I'm so glad that Michael Jackson is mentioning all these points to you guys, because that's what I'm bringing out to you
and
guys.
And I haven't talked to Devin Nunn this week. I haven't talked to him. Right. So, like,
So I kept up with this event, you know, all week or whatever. And, like I told you, I get it. I get why they went down there and wanted to see.
Why, Devin? That, you know? Why?
Well, Michael, I'm going to tell you. Just give me a minute, okay? So, you know, everybody's been making all these jokes and all of this about the Titanic and the submersible ship that went down there. First of all, let me start off by saying that, the submersible went down there, right? And it didn't come back. They lost contact with it. And it just stayed down there. Days later, they found pieces of it because it imploded. If you don't know what implode means, implode is the opposite of an explosion. So instead of exploding, it implodes. It's an inward thing. There you go. Quick little lesson for you.
No. Anyway, you're going to have to explain that a little bit. What? You got to explain it a little bit better than just that.
I mean, instead of an explosion, it didn't explode because of all the pressure down there, right? Because they were 13,000 feet below. Because that's where they were somewhere down there, right? In that range, because the ship is 13,000 feet on the sea floor, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about the Atlantic Ocean.
Uh-huh. So it crushed them, basically.
Basically. And there's nothing left. Like, there's no bodies to recover or anything like that, in case people was wondering and stuff.
What if they fake their deaths?
You know, don't start there, because this would piss me off, the whole, all these conspiracy theories and stuff, the people with the conspiracy, you know, because I seen somebody say, what if they paid to fake their death and all this?
$200,000, that's a lot of money to just go down and see a goddamn ship.
However, if they did fake their death, they paid $200,000. But if they fake their death, they probably got huge insurance policies anyway.
Don't you think that's
about
pretty
to make more than that back anyway?
Wouldn't you say that's a pretty decent price to ask somebody to help you fake their death? $200,000. I think that's a pretty
that's fair. Probably deserve more than that. But
no, $200. That's pretty good. The time and effort I have to do to help.
Yeah.
Cause
it takes a lot. Yeah, you got to news press and all of that. It's a lot you got to deal
with. But go on, because see, I can stay on this imploding thing. Yeah. But go on.
Don't interrupt me. Okay.
Don't talk to me that way.
Don't interrupt me.
Don't talk to me that way.
So, all right, y'all. So here we go. You heard how the voice changed, right? Hey, you got to stop laughing, man. I'm trying to be serious right now.
I can't help it because.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try. Okay. Serious, Devin.
All right, y'all. So here we go. What I'm about to do right now is just expose a couple of things and tell you guys why. Why were these people down there, right? So we know the story of the Titanic. You know, at least a lot of people think they know the story of the Titanic. But there's more to it than we actually know. And when I say there's more to it than we actually know, there's more to the story as far as why the ship sank, because it was very flawed. It was very flawed, right? And I'm about to point out a lot of it. You know what? Hold on, Mike Jack.
You've been waiting for this for a minute, haven't you?
We got to set the mute real quick.
Oh my God!
Turn me up a little bit.
Come on.
Turn me up a little bit. Be quiet. Okay. So, everybody, April 15, 1912, 111 years ago, was the night that the Titanic sank. Everybody knows the story. Hit an iceberg, collided with an iceberg in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and all of this. But I just want to point out a couple facts, you know, that everybody might not know about the ship. It sank in 1912, right? It didn't get discovered until 1985, September of 1985. That's 73 years later, right? One fun fact, you know, and Mike Jack mentioned this a while ago about other ships, was a lot of people don't know, but the Titanic actually had a sister ship that sailed in 1916, which was when it sank as well, called the Britannic. Mm-hmm. That ship sank during World War I on November 21st of 1916. That ship took less time to sink than the Titanic. Titanic took approximately 2 hours to sink. This ship sank in 55 minutes because it hit a mine during World War one in the water and it sank, right? So that ship is actually more reachable than Titanic because the Britannic is only 400 feet below the surface.
So you meaning to tell me?
Hey, shh.
Don't shush me. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help, damn it. No, I have a question. So you mean to tell me that it only took the Titanic 15 minutes to sink?
2 hours.
2 hours? You said 15.
No, I said 2 hours.
You said 15 minutes.
I said it took this one 55 minutes to sink, the Britannic.
You said 15 minutes.
No, I didn't, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was zoning out because I wasn't giving a fuck.
Anyway.
Continue your goddamn story.
We know that the Titanic, you know, it was on its voyage, right? From England, which is where it started. Then it sailed to France. Then it sailed to Ireland. And between Ireland and New York is where it met its demise in the middle of the ocean. Now, a lot of people said that, you know, back then they made a big deal out of this ship being unsinkable. You'll hear it in the movie themselves. They say God himself can't sink this ship, you know.
But boy, did God prove
God
them wrong.
God has a sense of humor, right?
Boy, he does. Not sense of humor. You like, oh, yeah?
But anyway, you know, that ship sank. We know how that went. You know, and a lot of people believe, though, this ship is unsinkable, but that isn't the case. You know, through my research, I found that, you know, parts of the Titanic were actually compromised, I guess, to save money or whatever. But the ship should have been made out of, you know, pretty much steel. But there were parts of the ship that was made of iron. And, of course, we know that steel is better than iron. So it's possible that if the ship was made out of steel and it still scraped and hit that iceberg, that it still possibly would have survived. But we, hey, you know, wishful thinking, right?
Devin.
That's one fact, right?
I just got a question. Mm-hmm. So do you still think if it was made out of what? Steel? Do you think when it hit the iceberg, it still would have?
I don't know. The steel, it probably wouldn't have compromised the hull of the ship like it did. It possibly wouldn't have scraped as many holes in it.
I beg to differ.
Because the ship could have survived with some water down there.
Well, this is what I'm saying. When you're looking at... can we cut this music down?
No.
I was going to cut it down just a little bit.
You interrupted me. I'm getting to the climax of the whole thing.
Okay.
You interrupted me.
I have to ask these questions for the people.
Go ahead.
So I'm just saying, because it was going the speed it was going, mm-hmm. you know, we don't understand that, you know, boat speed is different than like car speed.
Right.
It's still fast, but it might not be going as fast as you think.
Right.
And you also have to take in consideration of the iceberg, right?
Right.
Just because it didn't look that big up there at
right.
the bottom, it was more heavy.
It
so
was
what
way
I'm,
bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I don't, even if it was made out of steel, I still don't think, I think it would have been the same result. I think it would have went down slower, but I still think that it would have punctured and it still would have sunk.
It's possible. We just don't know. But the thing is, with steel, the chances were possibly a little bit better. The chances were a little bit better. Because like I said, it could have been some water in the ship and it could have continued to sail on, you know. But since so much water got in because of the parts that were made of iron, that's what, you know, caused it to go ahead and go. That's part of the reason it caused it to go ahead and go down.
Fast.
Yeah. Anyway. Hold on, we gotta restart this over. Hold up.
Are you serious? We gotta listen to this. Oh man.
All right, so I only got a little bit more left, all right? All right, so the reason why part of the reason why they hit the iceberg was and Mike just mentioned it, how fast they were going. They were trying to prove the strength of the Titanic by sailing fast. They were trying to get to their destination a little bit earlier just for bragging rights, saying, hey, our ship made it here a day earlier or hours earlier, or whatever the case may be. So another thing was they actually had warnings of icebergs that night. They had warnings of the ice ahead, but they ignored it. They ignored all these warnings for whatever reason. I don't know, you know, but they had multiple warnings that night that ice was ahead. All right. But they still continued to sail full speed ahead. To get to their destination, all right? So, more fun facts is, you know, the night the Titanic sank, when they found out that, hey, this ship is about to sink, we got 2 hours, they did all their calls, but the nearest ship, which is the Carpathia, was about 4 hours away. So, they knew at that point, yeah, we're going down, because the nearest rescue ship that could come help is 4 hours away. Another flaw on the Titanic was, and everybody noticed, you see it in the movie, was they didn't have enough lifeboats for all those people on the ship at all. Nowhere near as many lifeboats. Another thing that didn't get pointed out was the staff on the ship was actually poorly trained, because you can see in even in the movie how they struggle to lower lifeboats and all of that. They really didn't know what they was doing, honestly, because they were trained poorly when it comes to that. Because, of course, and why were they trained poorly? Because, hey, this ship is unsinkable. We ain't got to worry about this anyway. You know? Yeah. Would you got something to say?
No, keep going.
Okay. No, all right, keep going. Carrying on, you know, just so people know, James Cameron was the one who's the filmmaker of the Titanic. He's also an ocean explorer. So he was one of the people, you know, who studied the ship a lot. He's been down to the Titanic 33 times.
The Avatar nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's been down to the ship 33 times.
Wow.
Yeah, 33 times. So, hey, he done seen it. So he know what he doing. He was actually one of the people that commented a lot about the submersible and pointed out, hey, this ain't, you know, safe. The movie came out in 1997. And a lot of people, you know, just know the story because of the movie. But like I say, it's a lot more to it.
I just wanted you to know, can we cut this down?
Hold on. Did it get to the big part?
Oh, my God.
I think it's coming up now. Hold on. Here it goes.
Did you just cut it up?
So anyway, y'all, that's pretty much the, you know, some fun facts about the Titanic that I wanted to point out. I'm very infatuated with the story behind the Titanic. Would I go see it? I would love to, but I'm not stupid, though. So, no, I'm not going.
I don't know, Devin. Devin, no, I don't know.
I know better than to go that far down.
I don't know. If you had the money, I don't know.
I'm black.
Devin, that doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
We ain't going down there.
Nigga, please. We're not. I don't even consider you that black, first of all. Let's just get that out the way.
You don't consider me that black.
You're not that black, trust me.
I mean, physically, I'm blacker than you.
Well, we're talking about figuratively. Like, no. you probably cried when you saw the Titanic the first time in the movie.
I probably cried the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, oh my seven, God. Eight times.
Do you know?
Because the movie will bring that out of you, man.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, turn me up a little bit. Turn me up a little bit.
What?
Yeah. So the movie actually, you turned the wrong one up. The movie will actually bring that out of you. Because my thing
is, I turned it up.
My thing is, when I'm watching the movie, oh, it's me, you good. My thing is, when I'm watching the movie, I'm putting myself on that ship.
Wait a minute. Mr. Titanic historian, were there any blacks on the Titanic?
To my knowledge, no.
So how could you picture yourself and put yourself on some goddamn boat that no black people was on?
No, when you're watching the movie, you're picturing yourself on that ship like, dang, man.
No.
I got to get out of here. What am I doing? What am I going to do? I'm about to die. I'm sinking with this
ship. I would not put myself on that.
You know?
No.
So it's like you put yourself in the people's shoes and you can't help but get a little teary-eyed.
Fun fact, didn't like the Titanic.
That's believable from you.
I'm be honest with you. Every time the Titanic would come on, because we had HBO, and when it first premiered on HBO, they would show it like 1,100 times, right?
Yeah.
And my sisters were crazy about it. I would only watch it when the ship was sinking. To me, that was the best part.
I mean, yeah, that is the most interesting part of the movie, because you see the process of how it happened.
No. Nothing gave me great joy than to see them panic and go down the ship. And go down with the ship. Because let's just be honest, I watched it from beginning to end one time. Rose was a hoe. Let's just be honest.
Hoe is a strong word for Rose. I mean, she knew she was with the wrong guy.
She was a whore.
And see, I didn't even want to bring up Jack and Rose.
How disrespectful. I bring you on this goddamn ship and you sleeping with some other dude that's a peasant.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Jack was considered a peasant.
A peasant.
You know?
Yeah. So that's the first problem I have. The second problem that I have, she could have been off the goddamn ship. They both could have made it if she just had listened to Jack the first goddamn time. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think Jack was going to get off, but she
Jack was
going to
get off. I believe he was going to get off.
Because of the arrangement on the other side of the ship that the guy made?
It wasn't about the arrangement. It was about nothing. Listen, peasants find ways to survive, okay?
Okay.
You know this.
Well, there's a lot of peasants that didn't survive that night.
Jack would have survived, okay?
I don't think he would have.
Then they both on this piece of wood. They both could have survived that.
I agree.
They both could have survived that.
It's the only thing you said that I agree with.
You cannot agree with. I don't want you to agree with
me. They could have shared that.
They could have shared that.
They could have figured something out.
So, no, I did not like the Titanic. Don't get me wrong. I'm empathetic that it had to end like that. But yep. We're talking about movie-wise. I laugh at movies. That was just the best part to me when it was getting ready to sink. And the people and the whole thing about the band playing and shit.
Yeah. Oh, that, oh yeah. That boy was getting down, man.
They was fucking it up. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. For you to pay, I still stand by what I say, for you to pay $200,000 to go down there and see a ship that's pretty much hollow, right? Are they skeletons down there?
No.
There are no skeletons.
You're not going to find no skeletons.
You're not going to find no skeletons. So it's just a ship. Old ass ship.
Yeah, you'll just find ship and ship debris.
Well, Mr. Titanic, why they can't pull the ship up?
Hey, good question. I actually know the answer to that. I forgot the name of the organization. Oh, we'll keep the music going. Hold on.
No. Cutting it off. No, we're not doing this.
Yeah,
no
we're about
more.
To be through with Titanic. I'm gonna answer this, then we're about to be through with the Titanic. So back then, back in the early 1900s, after it sank, they actually did try to organize to get the ship pulled up. But it just fell through because of expenses, because that's expensive. And also, they tried later on as well, but at that point, the ship just became too fragile.
Time out. So you mean to tell me you're going to pay $200,000 to go down there and see it, but it's too expensive to pull it out?
I'm talking about back then.
Even back then?
Right now, it's too fragile to pull out. Okay. And it's protected by some organization.
Okay,
now.
Watch this. James Cameron has been down there how many times?
33.
33 times.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's pretty rich, right? And I'm pretty sure he could have did something. Leonardo DiCaprio is pretty rich, right?
Yeah.
And woman.
I mean, he's just an actor.
Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
All these people got money. You could have fundraised the money to pull the goddamn ship out way before then.
Okay, so you do realize.
Wait.
The ship wasn't done. The ship sank before these people was even born.
Exactly. But you said if James Cameron been down there 33 times, right?
Right.
James Cameron, Titanic wasn't his only piece of work, my nigga.
No, it's not.
And that wasn't the only movie. He directs, but he's also executive producer, right? He's done shows and stuff. He has money, and he has leverage around people that everybody was Titanic crazy when it came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is you could have upfronted some of your money, and you could have raised the money and got the ship out. But what the point that I'm making is you don't care about that goddamn ship like you say you fucking do.
Who?
None of them.
Dude, you're not understanding.
No, Devin, you're not understanding. You're not understanding.
So the reason why they can't pull it out now.
I'm not talking about now.
You're talking about back then.
I'm talking about back then.
Right. So back in 1916, 17, 18, because it sank in what, 19?
I'm talking about in 97 when the Titanic came, the movie came out.
Okay, so right. So at that point, the ship was too fragile to be pulled out. It's too fragile to be pulled out. Because it's been down there. At that point, how many years?
That just shows you how much you really don't give a fuck about it. You say, fuck that shit, because, like, real talk, it's down there.
Yeah, that's almost, like, 80-some years later, bro.
You can pull it out piece by piece.
No, it don't work like that, because you're just going to pull it apart. It's not going to still be intact.
You can put it back together.
Yeah, you just going to pull it apart at that point.
You can put it back together.
But, I mean, they got pieces from the ship and debris that they discovered and preserved.
So, wait, you mean to tell me you can't pull a Titanic ship out, but they've pulled out slave ships?
But like I told you, right now, it's protected by some organization, so it's not going to get
pulled. So, let's say that, because you could pull it out if you really wanted to.
Now, they probably can, yeah.
Back then, they could have.
Not back then, no.
Nigga, please.
But now, yeah. But at this point, why? Because you just go tear it up now.
Fuck that shit.
In X amount of years.
I usually don't curse like this, but fuck that shit.
At this point, in X amount of years, it's not even going to be.
And Devin,
there
I'm
no
just
more.
So disappointed that you look like you put a lot of work into knowing about the history of the Titanic.
I mean, no, I'm just reading a little.
No, this is not reading a little.
I mean,
this
it's
is,
easy. I mean, I've seen the movie so many times.
How many years?
About it.
How many years you been doing this research?
I mean, I've been new about the Titanic. I first started reading about it when I was in high school, like reading about it.
Oh
real.
My god!
I was in high school then.
You should.
So it's just a secret, you know, a secret thing that I've always been interested in. I mean, like I say, people who know me know about it. But
Devin, when this blow up, I want you to take your share of your money and go write a book about this and do your research so you can write a book.
I don't need to write a book. Man.
Yeah. You should say the black perspective of the Titanic, and you should write. It'll be a bestseller. But thank you, Mr. Virgil, for
welcome, people. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, I hope you learned something. And yeah, we're about to move on. So, should I introduce our guest now?
Yeah, you can.
Or should we go into song of the week?
Either or.
I tell you what, we're going to song of the week.
You're in charge. You said.
Yeah.
So, wait. All right,
so at this point of the show, we're about to get ready for our song of the week. And our song of the week is actually by our guest for today as well. This song is Everything Good by That Boy G.
Just doing me. Everything good over here. Rolling up good smoke to Tennessee. Just look at me, yeah. Gotta be great, gotta be the best that I can be. Yeah, yeah. I know they hate me. I know they envy me. But everything good over here. Stop playing, it's all that I'm saying. Fuck around and randomly change up. Propane and Garcia Vega. Smoke one for all of my haters. Stop swearing, God, I won't flop. I'm all in, going hard from the jump out the gate. Got to up for what I want and got a mess on straight. So be careful how you move it, please don't get in my way. And you know what it do. It's a moment of truth. Your niggas making it move. And they clutching the tube. And you know we gon' shoot. You know he banging the red, but he bringing the blues. Just get to it, just get to it, yeah. Just pursue it, yeah. Say if you bored, then get to it, yeah. Say what you doing, yeah. Just doing me. Everything good over here. Rolling up good smoke to Tennessee. Just look at me, yeah. Gotta be great, gotta be the best that I can be. Yeah, yeah. I know they hate me. I know they envy me. Everything good over here. I don't care what you saying. I feel like I'm the man. On all 10, bitch, I stand. Watch me do my little dance. They do, they be my gang. Cuban link, that's my chain. Off the wall to Jeremy's. A couple ripped holes in my pants that way. So good they can't ignore me. Yeah, I know they hate to look me in my face. But everything alright, everything all good, everything go okay. To live life and be free. You be you, I be me. They true, keep it truly. I'm here, can't none move me. Coming through, bitch, with a step, just throwing me. Everything good over here, rolling up good smoke to Tennessee. Just look at me, yeah. Gotta be great, gotta be the best that I can be. Hey, I know they hate, I know they envy me, but everything good over here, yeah. Hey, everything good over here, yeah. Yeah, yeah, everything good over here. Oh no, everything good over here, yeah.
All right, that was Everything Good by That Boy G off of his latest album, Stop Playing. Stop playing with That Boy. But anyway, I guess I'll give him an introduction. Right now, we've been waiting to get him on the show for a while. But all the way from Tallulah, Louisiana, we got That Boy G with us. Welcome.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thank y'all for having me on here.
There you go. I was waiting on the applause. Yeah. So yeah, man, like I said, we've been waiting to get you on the show for a minute. So I guess you can just start off by telling us about yourself.
Well, my real name, you feel me? My real name, Trendell Watson. You feel me? I grew up in church, Tallulah, Louisiana, North Side. You know, I grew up in the church. My dad, and he actually is a pastor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I grew up in church doing music, like, all my whole life. Like, I grew up in a band all through school, playing drums or whatever. Like, music is just always a part of my life in a way. So,
fun fact. I gotta do a fun fact. A lot of y'all don't know. He was Gremlin's secret weapon to buy you Classic 1 year.
What year was that?
I don't remember.
It was early 2000s.
Yeah. I don't remember, but he came out. How old were you by that time?
I was 6 years old.
He was six. Yo, this is dope, though. 6 years old. Yeah. Playing with the drum line. Mm-hmm. Gremlin's drum line.
Yo.
And busting ass. Like, like, I saw the video and I was like, God damn. He more skilled than the niggas that's playing. But I say that to say this is, so you've been part of music pretty much like a long, long time. It's been in your life for like a minute. And now that you're an artist and now that you're putting out your own music, do you feel like there's any doing something like that and then going over through the years of doing music and stuff, what type of pressure is on you like to put out good music?
I mean, it really ain't no pressure or nothing. I'm like I'm a walking music box, like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a song or something always going on in my head or something like that. But like transition is for like me growing up in church doing music and like all through school and stuff. It was like live. I don't know. Like the studio setting. It's just like more. It's just more me. Like I could create more. It's like I love the creative process. Mm-hmm. About it. Like coming up doing it. Like in church, like they always have something for you. You know what I'm saying? For you to just learn
right
what they have, but mm-hmm. like
to do your own thing. Yeah. I don't know. The reason why I ask, like I do music too. You'll never hear it. No, and this is the reason why I'm really hard on myself. On the stuff that I do,
and
really procure, and that's why I was asking, because like I come from a musical family, and we've known for giving people good music. So I'm really hard on myself, especially when I'm working on music. It's because like real talk, I don't want to put out anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to put out no lame stuff, and people be like, you know, that came from Mike.
Yeah, you came from one of the most famous musical families ever, the Jacksons, you know?
Yeah, you
Tito
know.
Nell, Mike,
and you know, Devin, have you ever felt that way?
No, I never felt that way, really. Because I never, when you say felt that way, you mean like felt pressure to just, you know.
I mean, put out good stuff. Like,
well, honestly, me personally, I never just put out much music. I always did covers with my music. I mean, I did perform a song that I wrote a couple of times, but I never felt pressure. I don't know. I guess I'll probably look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I never.
Well, you're
felt
not
pressure.
Trying to put music out either.
Nah.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have asked you that.
More so, just play live. That's more so my.
That's not that hard.
Group, my deal,
no,
you know? That's my cup of tea. I prefer live rather than you know in the studio recording.
What you finna say, G?
I think like my biggest thing is like probably not sounding the same on a song or something like that.
Okay.
Like Young Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I try to be versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually noticed some of that in some of your stuff from your first album. Because I think I remember one of your songs had like a reggae type vibe to it. And then some stuff was like more upbeat, kind of preppy like. So yeah, I get what you're saying. So, What is your why as far as why you do it?
Why I do it?
Yeah, why you do it?
I don't know. It's just a part of me.
It's a part of you?
It's just a part of me.
Who do you compare yourself to? Nobody. Like, as far as, you say nobody?
Nobody.
Well, who do you look up to? Who inspire you? What musical artists inspire you?
Fredo Bang. I like Fredo.
You like Fredo, Mike?
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
You don't know Fredo Bang? I know who it is. I don't know his music, though.
I don't know who that is.
I know who it is.
I just found out who, what's the boy's name? Got blonde dreads. Beefing with Young Boy.
I'm talking about Lil Durk.
Yeah, just heard some of his stuff.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I just Lil heard Durk. Some of his stuff, and it was just one song, and it wasn't even his song. It was some dude named Osama. His first name is Osama something.
I only know Lil Durk because you know, ain't he the one that song that wrote that song? What happened to Virgil?
I don't know.
You know that song? Is that Lil Durk? I think it is Lil Durk. If it's not, my bad. But he got
know.
This song that says,
I bet Mike is just loving this right now because we can't name no Lil Durk stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like Lil Durk
at
all.
He got this one. If I'm not mistaken, he got this one song, and in the song, he'd be like, oh my God, what happened to Virgil? And people always say my name, you know, when people, because I went to interview. Yeah, I think you was with me one time.
He do.
I went somewhere, and I went to the counter, and I told the girl my name. I said my name, and then she was like, oh, my God, what happened to Virgil?
I wasn't there, because if I was,
yeah,
I wouldn't have been no good.
So yeah.
But I was more on the King Von wave than Lil Durk.
I didn't King know Von. About King Von until he got killed.
Me either.
See, I think that's the thing, bro. Like, I mean, I grew up different. I grew up around Wu-Tang Clan. Method Man, the RZA. I grew up around
old people.
The Clips. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old people.
Well, I mean.
Letting your age show.
Not really. Because, I mean, when you look at the Wu-Tang Clan, they're like, what, 50?
They're probably like.
And they 50 to close, pushing 60. I'm 35.
My era probably like, I grew up on probably like Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but if you had said Lil Wayne, I grew up. That's the crazy thing about. The influence that I have, I grew up around a lot of family members that listen to that.
Yeah.
So, like, I have a cousin was a fan of Wu-Tang. So, when we ride in the car, he played Wu-Tang. He played, you know, Biggie. He played Pac. You know, he played all those.
It was my big brother. He used to listen to Lil Wayne and T.I.
Yeah. But, see, when I was growing up, Kanye was my main guy. Outkast. Actually, it's only one Outkast album that I like, The Love Below.
I like that old Kanye, too.
Yeah, old Kanye, because I can't deal with new Kanye. And T.I., I remember T.I. Urban Legend. I bought that record. I played that album front to back to front. Stand Up is like one of my favorite tracks. So, like, you know, I don't know a lot of these cats.
Yeah.
I hear about them. Is Fredo Bang still alive?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no. Yeah. I do know a Fredo Bang song. Don't Leave Me Lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my jam. Don't Leave Me Lonely. Don't Leave Me Lonely.
I don't know that.
It was our midweek jam on the. See, you don't pay attention.
On our episode?
No, on our page. It was a midweek jam on our page.
Yeah, I ain't pay attention to it.
Man, you slacking.
My bad.
You slacking. I'm going to tell the person that's over our page. That you ain't paying attention.
My bad, Fredo Bang, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that song. That's a dope song.
He got a lot of hard songs, though.
I've had to check him out. He was with G Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. G Money that got killed. But
damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it anybody else on your list?
Yeah. I really got a lot of people I really like and I listen to, but I like Bruno Mars, just on some like singing shit.
Hey, Bruno Mars.
I definitely.
Yeah, you do, huh?
I hate that guy.
What?
Man, I never liked him. Don't give me
not one bad song that he dropped.
It was during the B.O.B. era when B.O.B. was popping.
That you realized you didn't like him?
Yeah. When he did the beautiful girls all over the world.
Yeah.
I could be white. And I was like, oh.
So who you would have put on that song, if not Bruno?
You want me to sing that? You hook. Want me to be honest with you? I don't like commercial by B.O.B. I don't like commercial B.O.B. I like the B.O.B. that's out now.
I like, I've got the magic.
I hate that B.O.B. Oh my God. I used to cringe when I used to, because like, no, I remember when he was underground and he was coming out. The stuff that he that was commercial was none of the stuff he did underground.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks the world is flat. No, for real.
I like Airplanes.
Hated that. Oh,
you
hated
Airplanes? I thought you would have liked that since, you know, Haley was on it.
No, don't do that.
You don't think the earth is flat?
Huh?
You don't think the earth is flat?
No, do I think the earth is flat? No, it's not flat.
It's not.
It's not. It's not flat. No. It's not. It's not possible.
What about,
But,
I got that mixed up with somebody.
But wait. You think the earth is flat?
I'm not sure though. I don't know what to say about that.
If we're talking like logically and biology, it's not possible.
No, it's not flat.
It's not flat. It's not possible. And that's what I can't get why Kyrie and B.O.B. And they've donated like
Kyrie's a weirdo, first of all.
They've donated like hundreds and thousands of dollars to the committee of to the society of people who thinks that the earth is flat. They've donated thousands of dollars to it. And it's just mind boggling. But it's not biology possible. The earth is round for we can't go into detail, but the earth is round for a reason.
Yeah.
If it was flat, a lot of stuff would be messed up. But back to you and Bob. No, I do not like Bruno Mars. I was so disappointed when he did music with one of Anderson .Paak. I was so disappointed.
Sonic.
Oh, I was so mad.
That's some good music.
They got another album coming too, huh?
Don't listen to it.
I hope they working on something else. Music,
man. No.
Leave the door open.
No. I'm so disappointed in Anderson .Paak.
With the little skate song?
He didn't. I think Bruno was in his bag when he came out with, you know, Treasure and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Treasure?
It is one Bruno song. It is one Bruno song that I like.
The 24K?
Yeah.
That's like the OG album right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's off that album, the song that I like.
What, Perm?
No.
Oh, yeah. Is Perm on that album?
I think Perm really on
that
album.
I don't know. It's only one song that I know. I
Perm on Six Hundred.
That's what I like. I ain't gonna lie. That's what I like. That jams. I can't.
It jams. But that one out of all songs.
Yeah, it jams. Like what you mean? The bass line, the synths in it, all of that. Just the how it's put together. Yeah. That song jams. If somebody say, if my life depended on it, sing a Bruno Mars song, that's my go-to. Now, if they say, it can't be That's What I Like, I'm messed up. It can't be That's What I Like.
Well, yeah, I go with Treasure. Treasure will be mine. Because I like the feel of that bass line, all of it.
I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Yeah, that'll be mine.
So... This is a question for you, G, because we're finna have some fun. So, how big do you want to be? Let's before we get to that, does that matter?
I mean, nah, not really. Not for like fame.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the digits, you know.
Oh, you want the money?
Yeah, that's it.
You're
saying you would like. You would produce for somebody else and just be in the background. You ain't gotta be the main performer or nothing, you know. You'll write and produce and, you know, give it to them. You just get the paper for it though, you know.
I mean it's my own. I mean, I got my own story though, so you feel me? I gotta say my own story, give my own story. Like, can't nobody just like, I can't write that for nobody. Like how my music come.
I don't know. I think you could though. I mean, just think about a lot of the ghostwriters that like that wrote for people.
Yeah.
They basically like they write stuff for people and they tell their story. Like I'm trying to think of who it was. I'm trying to think of one of the infamous songwriters that's like, no, I can't think of a lot of people, but when you think about Usher, a lot of people that wrote for him. We can use Confessions.
Yeah.
he wasn't going through none of that stuff with Confessions.
Yeah.
But right. The person that probably wrote it was like, I can't tell this like Usher can tell it. Or I can't sing. And it's like Dionne Warwick with Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach wrote stuff, but then like Burt Bacharach was like saying, like, she can paint the picture with her music, with how she sounds or how she sings. So you feel like nobody can do that but you?
In a sense.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you got certain songs, like, you got certain songs where you be like, you hear like this certain person and stuff like that. But
yeah.
But as far as like just for my music, can't nobody do that but me.
I feel that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm more what Devin say. I want to just produce and be in the background. People always, when they hear my music, they be like, oh, it's dope, but when you gonna sing on it? I'm like, I don't want to sing on it.
But I like entertaining people, though. Like I say, I grew up doing it. Like, before I just got studio-wise, like, I was doing live performances. I was like Tallulah.
Oh, yeah.
Other areas, school, stuff like that.
Yeah, G. So, I don't like that. And I give you kudos for it. I don't like performing in front of people, like talking about.
Why not?
Yeah. Huh?
I think it's always fun to me.
Yeah, I like that better than
studio. Don't get me wrong. It's fun, but that don't mean I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't know.
So you wouldn't do it no more? If I was like, come on, Mike Jack, we're about to get the band together, you wouldn't be down?
I'm more of a oohs and ahs person.
Oh, so you want to be a background singer?
I'm not even just background. I'm more of a background person.
What would you do in the background?
That too.
You could do a lot.
Kind of like that too. Like
you could do a lot. Go ahead.
I'm kind of like that too, like being in the background.
I mean, when you look at a lot of your bands and your groups, you think the front man is the main person that's making everything work. It's actually that person in the back. Like, when you look at one of my favorite bands, Mint Condition, the only reason why Stokely is the front man because they couldn't find nobody to be a front man, right? But actually, Stokely was the drummer.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he was basically doing a lot of the songwriting. He was doing a lot of the playing. He was the drummer. You see what I'm saying? So he wasn't just the front man. He was actually doing a lot of stuff. And like he said, I didn't want to be the front man, but we couldn't find nobody else to do it. Because I think one of the guys, if I'm not, and people that's Mint Condition friends might correct me, but I think the guy that they did have, he left. I think he left before they got popping. So like he had to step up, and then that's when they had to start getting people in to fill in. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I honestly think you can show your worth background more than anything.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can show your worth. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's dope that you do that. But as far as me, no, I don't like singing. I don't like being a solo person.
Yeah.
It's just not me. I can show my skills without that.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, look at you. Well, look at both of y'all. You play drums, right?
Right.
You play the bass, right?
Yeah.
And play guitar, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, people know when y'all not there.
Yeah. Especially the drummer.
People, if my eyes was closed and I saw nobody up there and I listened, oh, Grove is not here. Devin's not here. Mm-hmm. That's how my presence felt when I sing in choirs and stuff. When I used to sing in choirs. Oh, Mike not here.
Is it still like that where you sing now?
Yeah.
They know when you're not there?
Oh, so what?
You be holding it down for the tenors and basses.
Listen, bro. Listen.
If you ain't there,
listen,
you can't
listen.
Hear them.
Listen, I don't brag much about a lot of stuff that I'm dope at, but when it comes to this music thing, I'm pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah.
So they'll be missing you when you ain't there at PG?
That's how I be feeling.
I'm it.
You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody just get up there and do what I do. So that's why I got to get up there and do it.
Yep. So one other fun fact about Grover, you know, we actually used to have a little group. We used to do music and stuff. He played drums. And, he sung too. And we used to do, you know, like little performances and stuff around the town we live in and all that. But we had a group called The Unusuals.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up, though. Yeah, I see. I got a tattoo on me right here.
You know? Yeah. You been showing me. Yeah, Unusual Drummer. Right. Yeah, man. So we used to do like, I think one time we performed at like a baby shower before. We used to do sing at church, of course. You know, that's where it started anyway.
Yeah.
We sung at little festivals and all of that around town and stuff.
Wind.
Yeah. It was just hard to keep up with it at the time. Because at that time, all of us was like, it had came to a point where all of us was in college and stuff.
What was the name of the group?
The Unusuals.
Oh, yeah. I heard about y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't y'all get the band back together?
I don't know, man. You know, it's been in my heart.
It's been in your heart?
It's been in my heart.
So why haven't you made the moves?
It's just a matter of, you know, I don't know. It's just a matter of doing it, actually, you know. Because, like I say, at that time, it was hard for us to do it because I was in college. Mike was in college. Grover was at Jackson State.
Wait, so Mike who?
Harper.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Mike Wells. I'm like, what the devil did Mike Wells do? What did he do in the group?
Nah. But, and then Hattie, I think she had went away, too. So,
what did she do?
Sing.
Oh.
Yeah, she sung. And I played guitar. Mike Harper sung. Grove was on drum. Well, all of us sung together, though.
Who was on keys?
We ain't had no keyboard at the time.
It was just guitar, drums. Yeah,
most of our stuff was acoustic.
I played keys one time.
Yeah, you remember? We did a cover of Not the Only One. I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith. And he played piano on it. I played guitar. Mike Harper sung. Then we did a cover of, I guess that was our biggest one when we did a cover of Pompeii.
Yeah.
By Bastille.
I want to do it.
I think the Mike Posner song. We did the Mike Posner song. Cooler Than Me.
Cooler Than Me?
Y'all did Cooler Than Me?
Yeah, I mean, that's my signature song, man.
That's your signature song?
Yeah. That's my signature song, man. And, so we always now, did that.
And you wonder why I don't look, I wouldn't be surprised if you was on that Titanic submersible. See what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a dope song. What's wrong with that? I mean, I feel like every singer or artist has a go-to song.
What's my go-to song?
I wanna rock with you.
No, it's not. It's so not that. How many times have you seen me rock with you?
Once, twice, once?
No, only karaoke.
Yeah. But, and I feel like at karaoke, everybody goes to their go-to song.
No
Michael Jackson song is your go-to song?
No, not at all.
What's your go-to song?
I don't have one.
Everybody has a go-to song, nigga.
No, I have none. I'm
just like Marquise. When we went to Words of a Lotte, I knew what Marquise would go sing before he signed up.
Listen, I'm that good. I don't have a go-to song.
Everybody has a go-to song.
I don't.
I mean, of course, you know you could do other shit.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't have one.
Anybody can do any other songs, but you got song.
If y'all ask me, if y'all say, now coming to the stage, Mike, just randomly, what y'all want me to sing?
Now coming to the stage, Mike.
What you want me to sing?
Whatever. Give me some country.
Ordinary People. Ordinary People.
Oh, nah. He probably goes sing Can We Talk?
Who, me?
Ain't that the name of the song?
Oh, by Tevin Campbell?
Yeah, I hate the fucking song.
No, actually, I don't really care.
I hate this song so damn much.
Wait, you hate it?
Yeah, I hate this song, bro. It's so played out and, people probably get offended by that, but I hate this song so much. I guess I got tired of, when I was in school at Grambling, you know, every function, they have a segment where they play this song. And everybody sing along. I got tired of it.
You want to know?
It made me not like the song no more.
But, I mean, you have to understand something, Devin. That song,
classic.
Not just a classic, but you have to understand. Wasn't nobody thinking about when I was in college. Wasn't nobody thinking about that damn song. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have to understand.
And that's crazy because it was out before you was in college and stuff, right?
Yeah. Tevin Campbell
came out in the '90s, right? Or
'80s. Yeah, probably the late '80s. He was out in the late 80s, maybe
but
the early
song
90s. Yeah.
Came out early 90s.
So you have to understand something like, bro, time just repeats itself. And then you have to understand stuff always come back up or come back around at a certain time, a certain allotted time.
So when, like, you was in college and y'all had functions, that song wasn't played like that?
No, not at all.
And this was around 2009, 10, 11.
If it was an old school song, it was Frankie Beverly, Before I Let Go.
And they still play that too. I like that one though. I don't get tired.
It's Before I Let Go, or they'll play like, man, I couldn't really, because I'm being honest with you, I came at a time, it was a lot of ratchetness. You see what I'm saying? What y'all got is not ratchetness. I don't know what the hell that is. But you know, it was a lot of Texas. It was a lot of Texas, a lot of Beat King, a lot of, DJ Unk. Remember when DJ Unk was out?
Yeah, I like Beat King.
You know, hands on your head while you're working on the float. Right. When they hit that, they was going crazy. When they played Crush,
What's the next line? Fire up that Kush. When I walk through the door,
Coochie head to toe, so you know I'm getting chose. So I hit them with their flex. They're going to be begging for some more. Right. Like, nigga be up in there like, flex.
You with that flex.
Everybody be flexing different, and you be like, oh, snap. Do the stanky leg.
Daddy stroke.
Yeah. Like, they were playing Jigga Juice. Like, a lot of people don't know about Jigga Juice. I'm on that Jigga Juice. I'm about to get loose. They would play stuff like that.
Says the goose.
Yeah, don't get me started. Like, Boosie was a real big staple when I first got to campus.
No.
Like, Boosie was really, really big. You was going to hear
still big in the clubs and stuff.
Yeah, you still going to always hear Set It Off, you know.
I always going to hear that. I love the only song. It could be a straight fight in the club. And they play, Man, I Love My Niggas. And it's like everything is all good.
That ain't my go-to Boosie song.
It's not mine either.
What's your go-to Boosie song?
I step off in the club looking for the enemy.
My toes are right on side, man.
Half of kin to me.
Yeah. I'm going to whoop this nigga head with this finesse energy.
If I lose my life tonight,
I want y'all to remember me. Sorry,
what's your go-to Boosie song?
I like that. How did that song go?
Might be the same as mine.
How you be like?
Which one?
I know you want it, girl. Don't act like you don't want it, girl. I want it just as bad.
Oh, that's Webby.
That's Webby.
Oh, yeah. That's Webby.
Boosie on that too, though.
Girl, give me that.
That's Webby.
But actually, that's,
I like that though.
That's not my go-to. My go-to is Bankroll.
That ain't my go-to. My go-to
Bankroll
is
out the Bankroll.
Let me see if y'all know this. All right, hold on. This is my go-to Boosie song. Hold on.
Really, to me.
Let me see if I remember the lyrics. Okay. I walked outside, I'm tired of this, man. My juvie outside with my drawers in her hand. She looked right at me, said, you dog ass nigga, finna put this knife in your motherfucking liver. Yeah.
I couldn't say shit, had to leave
the house.
She punched me in my,
all I did was walk out.
Because I'm,
yeah,
but
boy.
Tonight when I'm going to keep calling up.
Yeah.
Hit me later.
Boom. Yeah, that's my go-to.
Oh, yeah, Bankroll. Bankroll is my go-to.
How'd it go?
Bankroll.
Roll out the bankroll. Big money.
Okay. I know that, too.
Yeah. To me, though, Webby was harder than Boosie.
Webby?
Yes.
I could see the argument in that.
Yeah. Some people debate that. Some people debate that.
You know, a lot of people don't know he was put on first before Boosie came out.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, so Webby came before Boosie?
Yeah,
Webby came out first.
Yeah, I thought Boosie was out first. Okay,
when he signed the trio in,
but Boosie is older than Webby, though, right?
That I don't know how old neither of Mark. But when Trio ENT first came out commercially, Bun B put Webby on first.
Okay,
he put him on first actually, because you know that's I grew up on 106 in Park.
Yeah,
and I remember when they premiered Webby. And he became number one time. And then shortly after, Bootsy came. But I mean, you can't – I look at commercial success, not underground success.
Yeah, I mean, the commercial success matter more, right? Because that's where the money is. Which is what you want to get to anyway.
I mean, you can't just really say that because if you look at the whole – I in high school, the whole Texas scene was on the rise. So you had a lot of Texas artists. Like, when you think of Houston, Texas, who you think of?
Mike Jones.
Who else?
Slim Thug.
Who else?
Paul Wall.
Who else? So many other
it's
artists.
It's a lot more, yeah.
Magno, Razak, Chameleonaire.
I was about to say Bun B, but Bun B not.
Bun B is from.
He Texas?
Yes, he's from Houston.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking, but I was scared to say it.
You have the Ghetto Boys. You have Scarface. You have Lou Hawk. You had Big Pokey, RIP Big Pokey.
Yeah.
You had all these artists that was from the South and a lot of them wasn't hurting for nothing. They made a lot of their music. They made a lot of their money underground. So they didn't have to really go commercial.
But some of them still dabbled in commercial, well, and mainstream, like Mike Jones.
Well, they
temporarily.
They yeah. dabbled in it, but did they really need it?
I mean, I'm sure it helped.
Did it really?
I'm sure his money went up more when he got into, you know, back then, you know, that album. Still tipping. I can't stand tipping these scandalous hoes. You know,
I think it just all depends on the artist and who you are. That's what I'm saying. And that's my advice to you. You know, a lot of people don't have to go commercial. Russ showed you that.
Right.
Russ showed he didn't have to sign a label or sign and go legit to make the money that he made. So, like, and during that time, yeah, a lot of artists was getting rap records, but like Pharrell said, when he went to go sign Slim Thug was already big in Houston. He was already a celebrity. That's why they called the album Already Platinum. Yeah. Cause he had already achieved all that he had, you know. He just did, like Slim Thug said, I just did it because Pharrell asked me to.
Right.
So like a lot of the times, bro, you really don't need that. But Webby was before Bootsy.
Okay.
He was before Boosie. To me, he was the first. It's just like ASAP Rocky. You know, a lot of people think ASAP Rocky is the leader of the ASAP mob. Really, it's ASAP Ferg. Yeah. But like Ferg moves at his own pace. Mm. And because ASAP, they say he's so gifted and talented rapping, they had to put him on first. Which I don't see what's all this about ASAP.
Yeah.
Who's some rappers you dislike?
Rappers I dislike?
That you like, I can't fuck with that.
That's a good question. Young boy.
Yes.
That's my
oh, my God.
Boy.
Yes. Yeah, Mike not going to like that. He going to be okay. Well, like we gotta strap up and keep you protected there, G, because if young boy hears this, you're an enemy now.
Hey.
I don't understand that. That's so childish to me.
Hey.
You say something about him now, everybody's threatening you. Like, this 4K Trey, we coming to your fucking house, we gonna kill you.
Hey, man.
I heard your dad one time said he hate young boy at church.
You heard that?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Pastor Watson, better be careful. Pastor Watson, you better be careful. 4K Trey is out here. Next thing you know, Pastor Watson, we heard that shit you been saying about young boy. Better watch that your head, nigga.
No sense.
Better watch your head. We coming for your head. But, oh, man. Like, so what's the future? What's the future for G?
I actually got a show coming up this Saturday.
Okay.
Where you going to be at?
In Norton at the, what the little building called? The Red Roof.
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, July.
I might come. No, I'm going to be gone this Saturday. Dang.
For the 4th of July bash in Norton, Louisiana.
Saturday.
9 until.
Okay.
They got
I remember your other performance I missed because I was it just fell on the day when I was gone somewhere.
Well, yeah. we definitely have to bring you back on the show. Anything, any information you want to give to people?
Yeah, let us know where we can find all your music at, where they can follow you at, all of that.
You can follow me Instagram, DeadboyG _, Facebook, Trendell Watson is my real name, or my fan page, DeadboyG.
You got a lot of fans?
Yeah, I got a pretty good grip as far as me like starting right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than what I expected. It's like way better than what
you,
I expected.
You got groupies?
I do my little y'all.
you got groupies at your show? I signed my boo.
Yeah, I do my little y'all.
Get ready for that. You're going to have a lot of groupies saying, sign my boot.
No, I got to shout my gang out, though. Stay true.
Okay.
Got to shout my people out. Hey, we got my young nigga coming up, Stat Club Frost.
What's his name?
Stat Club Frost.
That's his
Club
name?
Frost.
Yeah, that's his rap.
Okay, Stat Club Frost.
Stat Club Frost.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. We definitely have to work on some music together.
And your music is on. I know it's on Apple.
All platforms.
Okay.
All right.
That boy G, y'all.
Thank you.
Anything you want to leave with, Mike? No?
Nah.
Well, you know.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
What?
The announcement.
I thought you said that was later. You was
doing, yeah,
I,
later.
When you said later, I thought you meant like another episode or something.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, okay.
Been doing some thinking. I've been doing some real, real, real thinking. And I've had real fun on this episode. Devin has enlightened me about the Titanic.
Well, I can't wait for people to hear this.
I can tell.
Can't wait for people to hear this.
I can tell. But, you know, I've been go ahead. Go ahead. What you got to say, G?
I know I had, when y'all was talking about the Titanic, I know we finna close out and everything.
No, go ahead.
It was something else they had on news. They had something like, it was like 500, 700 migrants that was on the ship that had sink. It had like 100 children or something on it. The boat had sink like around the same time, like they, the folks had went down there.
Wow.
But everybody just paid more attention to the whole Titan thing. They kind of like wiped that out. You know, it wasn't as announced as the whole Titan thing.
Yeah, right.
You know.
See what I'm saying? Forget that ship. And forget that Titan. Dumb rich people.
Yeah, it's forgotten.
Yeah. So
it's a part of history now.
I know I've been promoting our series that we're going to do in the future, the Dating and Finding Love. I want to let everybody know this will be the last time that we're doing it.
The Dating and Finding Love?
We're not doing it no more after this time.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. You're excited.
Yes. Yes. Carry on.
I don't see anywhere else that we can go with it. On top of that, I think we've done enough to say that we've helped some people.
As far as that, yeah.
We've done more than enough. Yeah. So,
and if you feel like you need help, you can always go listen to the past episode.
Or you can just talk to God. I suggest you talk to God and listen to God. I think that's the biggest thing too. You know, when I think about it now, because I've been reading some books and stuff, and that's what came to the conclusion. Because basically, long story short, that's basically what it comes down to. It's common sense.
Yeah, it don't got to be hard.
Yeah, it's not hard. So this will be the last time. It should be fun because we'll be doing it with Kayla. We'll be doing it with Taria. Well, not doing it with them, but like not doing it with them, you know. No, like doing the show with them. Like, what I mean, doing the show, we're talking. Like,
yeah.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
Doing it in that way.
No. Verbally. No grown people stuff. We're talking grown people stuff, but we're not doing grown people stuff. But yeah, to have Mike on there, Mario, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show for sure.
Yeah, no. Fun series, but this will be the second and the last one because it seems like we can be talking about way more other stuff than that. So yeah.
Yes.
I know you're excited.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. All
right, so for me, you know, I just, like I said, I can't wait for you guys to hear this episode. If you got anything you want to add on that was said, you know, add on to about what was said during this show, feel free to comment or you can DM me or whatever. We can have a discussion about this.
Go to PWK_podcast
right
on Instagram. We never hear from DM y'all. I know we don't say nothing.
We would love to go live on the Instagram and talk to you guys about it if that's possible too. So, hey. We can have these.
We can do that this week. Me and Devin.
If you feel like you need to challenge me, or you got something to say about Titanic, you know, you can DM me directly if you feel like you've got a problem.
You're putting too much energy into this. No. Yeah, I know that's what they're gonna say. Like,
if you feel that way, DM me and let me know, and I'm gonna let you know.
You know what? You should start about you. You should start a community.
No.
Yes, you should start a community of black.
See, now
people.
That's too much.
Oh no. Oh, really?
Nah, that's too much. You know, I just like knowing much? The facts, you know, knowing yeah, stuff.
No,
about.
You're very passionate about this.
Yeah.
You said in your Twitter that it holds a very special place in your heart.
Yeah, you read that?
Yeah, I did. It holds a very special place in your heart. Yeah. So you're very passionate. You should get other black people
that. I think that's something I got to get more active on, too.
What, Twitter? Yeah, Twitter is overrated.
Twitter is the place. No, it's not overrated.
It's overrated.
Twitter's the place.
Twitter is overrated. It's overrated.
And you need to get on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Clubhouse, but Twitter is overrated.
You probably really missed the climax of Clubhouse at this point, but it's still dope. It's still cool to get on there.
I feel like
it ain't as popping as it was.
We barely
be on there.
Well,
now,
we work.
But we still be on
there.
Yeah,
we work, and I'm.
Yeah, but it's still good to get on
but
there.
But the people that be on
network.
There, like, religiously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get on there when I can.
They got rooms, like, you can play your music for people and stuff in there and just, like, connect with people. It's, like, mm-hmm. It's good to network. Yeah. But if there's nothing else, we're going to get ready to end this thing. Thank y'all for listening. Once again, follow us, PWK Podcast. Follow me, Only One Grace, on Instagram.
AirMax_Jax.
DeadboyG_.
On Instagram.
See, you're natural. We ain't have to tell him nothing. We just looked at him. He was like, that's my cue.
All right, y'all.
Thank you for partying with Killers.
Killing everything that we do. And we out. I was waiting on the music.
It fades in. Don't do
Mike
that.
Mike Jack wrote this, by the way. We out. That boy G. Mike Jack made this.
You don't have to do that.